All right, so this is Ray Higdon, and tonight we're going to pull out some of the winners of the Cancun trip. So, if you're watching this recording or if you're watching it tonight, you're going to hear some pretty cool stories of performance, of results, of people that are building their business. And we're going to ask some cool questions. I know there's a lot of people on here with some awesome stories and definitely deserve to be heard. And so, all right, let me show my screen first. I just went out on Google looking at the Dreams Resort in Cancun. Are you guys seeing this? I mean, oh, it's going to be so much fun. And man, it looks so cool. Does that look cool? So I know some of you on here have already won the trip. Many on here have not yet. And I want you to understand something. We're not even halfway through the contest. I mean, we still have 7 weeks left to win this contest. I think the contest opened up 4 weeks ago, and we already have quite a few different people that have won the trip. But there's plenty of time. You only actually have to recruit 4 people and win this trip for one person. And just awesome. This is going to be a lot of fun. Cool. All right, so here's the drill. All right. So if you have won the trip, I'd like you to just raise your hand, and I'm going to randomly pick a few of you tonight, kind of bring you out here, hit you with some, different questions and that sort of thing. So, all right, I'm seeing a few people. All right, let's see. All right, I'm going to. And this is always interesting when we try this. So hopefully you guys have your microphone enabled if I pull you out here. So let's see. I'm going to try to bring out my new friend, Jesse Jordan. Jesse, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I think it's a little low, but I can hear
I
you.
will project. Is that better?
Yeah, still a little low, but I don't know if you have a
Well,
microphone setting on your computer or anything like that, but or maybe it's me. It could be me. I don't know. Can you guys hear Jesse?
yeah,
yeah,
can you hear
can you hear
me? Can you
me?
hear me
Ooh,
now?
that sounds better to me. All right,
Okay,
sounds good.
cool. Okay, cool.
So Jesse, okay, someone's saying low, but awesome. So Jesse, tell me, where are you from? What'd you do before Numis? Let's start there.
I'm from New
I'm
York
from New York
City, born
City,
and
born
raised,
and raised,
and I
and
did a
I did
lot
a
of things
lot of
before
things before
Numis.
Numis.
I'm a
I'm a
music
music
producer. I've
producer.
worked with
Beyonce
Beyonce and
and
P, just
P,
to name a
just to name
few,
a
just
few.
to name drop for no reason
Wow.
whatsoever. And I'm a
And I'm
muscle
a muscle
entrepreneur.
entrepreneur.
I started the
I started
coffee
the
company
coffee
company
company
with
with
my
my
mom
mom
in
in
2010,
2010,
and
and
I've always
I've
been
always
a
been a
go-getter. So,
go-getter.
like 2 months
Two
after
months after
starting it,
starting
we
it, we
got reviewed
got
by the New
reviewed by
York
the New York
Times
Times,
and we were in Paul and D's
Paul and D's
magazine.
magazine.
But I've always
But
had
I've
an
always had an
entrepreneurial
entrepreneurial
spirit.
spirit.
My
My
dad
dad
really
really believed
believed that
that
small
small
business
business
was
was
the
the
way
way
that
that
the
the
quote-unquote
quote-unquote
average
average
person
person
could control
could
their own
control their own
destiny.
destiny.
And
Right.
so it's
So
sort
it's
of
sort of
ingrained in me,
ingrained in
my
me, my
DNA
DNA
from
from
birth,
birth,
that I
that
would
I would
be
be
an
an
entrepreneur.
entrepreneur.
So I
Nice.
actually was
I actually
presented
was
the
presented
Numis
the Numis
opportunity
opportunity
my
like a
year
year
ago,
ago.
and at that
At that
time I
time, I
wasn't
wasn't
really
really
interested
interested
because I
because I
really
really
didn't
didn't
get
get
it.
it.
But
But
over the
over the
last
last
year,
year,
I
I
started
started
to
to
get
get
it,
it,
and I
and I
became
became
really
really
good
good
friends
friends
with
with
Amy
Amy
Neal.
Neal.
And
And
one day
one
I
day
just
I
said,
just said,
"Hey,
"Hey,
Amy,
Amy,
what's
what's
that
that
gold
gold
and
and
silver
silver
thing
thing
you
you
do?"
do?
And
Nice.
I was
I
open
was
to
open to
hearing
hearing
about
about
it,
it,
and
and
the
the
rest
rest
is
is
Numis
Numis
history.
history.
Yeah. And so tell me, how many people have you talked to? How many people have you recruited during this contest? How has that gone?
Well, my story's a little unusual because I originally got in with my mom. We were going to just sort of build it together. And then I decided to do my own shortly after that. So for our original, I believe it's 7. And for me, it's 9 as of today. And as far as how many people I talk to, I really have no idea because my approach to it is really not about making any of it significant and not making it super important, just being me and going out there and talking to people.
Now, that's pretty powerful. So you're saying that you are bringing it up to, would you say, a lot of different people and just seeing who's open, or am I reading that right?
Yes. Because you never can tell. You don't really know where people are, what they're thinking. You just have to be the invitation, I like to say. Be the invitation, invite them to something, and it's really their choice. And people like to choose it.
Right.
Especially if you're enthusiastic about something, and I'm enthusiastic, as you can tell.
Yeah, I get that, absolutely. So let me ask you this. Of all the, as an entrepreneur, of all these, different things that are out there, what was maybe the main thing that attracted you to Numis or that you liked about Numis Network?
Gold and silver.
Yeah. like the product.
Because my mom has done other MLMs. She did like Amway and Ambient Energy, and I had some interesting points of views about MLM prior to really getting in. And The product, really. Gold and silver. How can you really go wrong with a garage full of gold and silver? I mean, if nothing else, if you never invited anyone, if you never did anything, you still have this asset in your hand.
Right. Very cool. Well, awesome, Jesse. Well, fantastic. I got a bunch more people I'm going to bring out here, but definitely appreciate you spending your time with us and
absolutely.
Keep rocking
Thank
it.
You.
I mean, 9 people, that is fantastic. Are you... Do you have a certain goal? Are you going for a certain, type of villa? Because as you know, we have a tiered approach, and you can win all the way up to an ocean suite with $800 travel voucher. Is there
that
a certain one you're aiming for?
Yeah, why not? I mean, like I said, I don't think it's significant, but why not? If it's there, choose it. Do it.
Yeah. I like your language, man. We're gonna have to talk some more. I'm gonna have to bring you out on a solo webinar or a blog or something like that because. You're awesome.
Cool. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Cool. Thank
and
you so much. Let me
say one more
ahead.
Thing. Just
yeah.
that you're awesome in that you're available to help anyone who's willing to receive it. And I think that's pretty amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. You're awesome.
Thank you. You too.
Very cool.
Let's be awesome.
Well, have an awesome night, and I will see you on Facebook.
Awesome. Good night.
Awesome. All right. So who else can I bring out? Now, if your hand is raised, it means that you have won the Cancun trip. So let me see. Let me see if I can bring out another friend of mine. I am trying to bring out the abominable snowman. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good. It worked. Sweet.
Yeah. So what's up? I'm here with Steven Snowman, who is almost brand new to Numis Network and has just come on the scene like a juggernaut, like an avalanche. I mean, it's just unbelievable, this guy. I'm going to use so many different snow references. It's crazy. And so, powder us up here, Steve. Tell us where you're from. What's your story?
Well, I'm from a small island just off the coast of Seattle. It's called Vashon Island. This is my third network company. Never really did anything in any of them. For a living, my job, I build and maintain high voltage power lines. And when I'm not doing that, I'm just trying to talk to as many people as I can on my phone.
Cool. And so you've mainly done it through the phone. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Probably 95%. Yes.
And since, now, first of all, when did you join? Do you remember your date you joined Numis Network?
I don't know. 3, maybe 4 weeks ago.
Okay, so 3 or 4 weeks ago. Now, how many people have you recruited?
6.
6 people. Awesome. And did you sell, have you sold any accelerator kits? Or
I have not.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Just curious, how many people now do you, if you had to guess, unless you do track this, if you had to guess, how many people, what percentage of the people would you say that you talk to end up joining?
Well, I actually am starting to track it. My business partner, Upline, told me to do that. And so far, I'm a little embarrassed to say it's only been 31 people.
Okay. Oh, you've only spoken to 31 people?
So far, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a little embarrassed to say that.
Wow. So that's, I'm not a math major, but that's pretty intense. Wow. That's pretty impressive. So I think it may indicate that maybe we should talk to more.
Yeah, I know. Weekends are getting in the way sometimes.
But it's hard to be tough on you because you got results and you've only been in 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, come on. You know, it's, I'm being told that that's 19% conversion. Now, were these all warm market?
Yes, 100% warm market.
100% warm market. Okay, cool. And we're always pounding the drum of, you know, talk to your warm market, talk to your warm market, talk to your warm market. And now let me ask you this. You were in two other network marketing companies. Had you approached your warm market with those?
Not really.
Not really? You just
Not
didn't?
Really.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, why is Numis different? What has you excited about this? It seems to me, or at least it sounds based on what you're saying, that you're more excited about this than other things you've been in the past. Why is that?
Well, for sure. The last company I was in a health and wellness company, mm-hmm. and the product was a anti-inflammatory juice, mm-hmm. which sold for four bottles in a case for $120. I'm sure a lot of you can figure out what it was. Mm-hmm. And the product did have amazing results. It was a phenomenal product, but it was really hard to open up with, hey, I got a juice for $30 a bottle. I mean, they're like, what are you crazy? What are you selling me, snake oil? It was hard to get over that mental thing that I had personally.
Right.
And so when I saw that you can collect an asset, and like the previous caller was talking about, where, you know, at the very least, if you do nothing with this business at the end of 12 months, you've got 12 coins that are an asset.
Right.
So very, very appealing in that sense. And I mean, who's embarrassed about talking about gold and silver? I mean, everybody wants a garage full of this stuff. So a lot easier to approach people for sure.
Cool. So you just found the product kind of makes it a little bit easier for you to talk to people. I was kind of the same way. You know, I mean, I've been in health and wellness before, and you know, I agree. It's just a little bit different game when you're talking about gold and silver. That's awesome. And so, what's your game plan now? Now you have 31 people in your warm market. I assume there's a few left. Is that your main focus? Or are you doing other things now, or what's up?
That is my main focus right now. I don't have a really big warm market, unfortunately, and mm-hmm. so trying to figure out ideas how to branch out into other ways to generate more interest. What I am doing is, the people I am bringing on board, I am actively working with them, making sure they create their list, and so that I can help them drive depth in their organization.
Sure.
And a matter of fact, tomorrow, one of my heavy hitters has a call with one of the founders with four full-time MLMers, full-time networkers.
Nice.
So
nice.
That should create some volume, yeah. So just trying to drive depth and width.
Now you and I have had some interesting three-way calls, haven't we?
Yes, we've had a few interesting ones. Yeah.
Is there anything like for the other people on here? Anything you'd like to comment on as far as you know, when doing three ways, or you know, if that's been beneficial to you or not?
Totally, absolutely. I think three-way calls are probably the most underutilized, but the most successful tool, I think. And I think a lot of people that I've talked to in the past had a fear of using a three-way call because they just really didn't understand that a three-way call is not to, it's not like a car lot where you get some guy that's a closer and he's going to come in and hammer you. It's
right.
Basically having that expert on the line answering questions, and honestly, we can't convince anyone. We really just have to present the information, do the best job we can, and let them make their decision and move on to the next one. That's the way I look at it.
Nice. Now, Stephen, for the people on here that, you know, we have 7 weeks left to win the contest, to win the Cancun trip, any words of advice for those who have yet to maybe recruit their first person or yet to win this trip?
I would say, honestly, make a list of your warm market. Follow Terry's script, the real quick, easy introduction. Terry Petrovic, if you guys don't know. And it's so simple just to reach out, ask a question, because I think when someone sees that when you're asking them to take a look at a side project, and you almost have that posture that it's like, hey, look, if it's for you, great. If not, I don't really need you. I'm gonna go to the top with this thing. I'd love to have you with me, but I'm not sponsoring from my knees. And I think when you have that kind of posture, people look at you a little bit differently because you're not just begging for business. You're like, hey, I know I'm gonna go places with this thing. You can jump on board. Love to have you.
Yeah, I mean, that's so powerful. I mean, I hope those of you on here caught that, because to me, that's the number one thing to have when you're, especially when you're talking to a warm market. And that's just so, so powerful. So posture, and three-way calls, and awesome, man. Well, congrats on your very fast success, Stephen. I know that you're going to continue climbing the ranks and ripping it up, so I appreciate you, my friend.
No, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, buddy.
You got it. All right. Who else we got out there? So if you're just joining us and you have won the Cancun trip, go ahead and raise your hand. I would like to bring you out, recognize you. All right. So let's see here. I'm going to bring out my man all the way up in somewhere in Canada. Jason Seiberg, can you hear me?
Hey, Ray, how are you, man?
What's up, big guy? How are you, sir?
Oh, doing good. Having a blast up here. We're just outside of Vancouver in Kelowna,
nice.
British Columbia, Western Canada. And
awesome. So what's the temperature right now?
You know, it's not bad. It's starting to warm up here. We've had a pretty cool winter, but, you know, the ice is melting, and, you know, we're coming to life up here.
Yeah, so like 50s, 60s, 40s?
Yeah, 40s, 50s right now, yeah.
Okay, all right, well, that's not bad. That's not bad enough for me to make fun of it, so. Well, awesome, man. So when did you win the contest?
I think it was about 7 days in, and I had it nailed down.
Nice, 7 days in.
Yeah.
So what, so tell me, share with me, okay, we know where you're from now. What did you do prior to Numis? What was your networking background?
Okay. I actually had pretty decent success with a health and wellness company. It was a juice. You know, I probably don't need to mention the name, but...
Everyone's on a juice tonight.
And, you know, I think you and I, we've talked about this. You and I have had a similar story. And, you know, I had a large leg and I also had a small leg. And, you know, what caused it? And, you know, when I saw the Numis comp plan and, you know, how, you know, let's say you did get a large leg and you had a small leg, I mean, you're still compensated. You know, I thought that was really cool, you know? So, yeah.
Nice.
So, like I say, I got my start in networking with this company, you know.
So this is your second company is what you're saying?
Third. There was one in between that didn't really amount to much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, so talk to me about these people. How did you win? I mean, because I didn't win it in 7 days. So how did you win it in 7 days?
You know, I got kind of excited for the trip, and I got down and got to work. And you know what did it? I know we talked about this on the last free cruise that we were on, and it's a little something that you taught me when I first met you back in Cancun almost a year ago now. And you remember that lesson that you gave us on value? And offering people value when you're, you know, looking to sponsor somebody, you know, what are you offering them? You know, what are you putting on the table that's going to attract them into your business?
Nice.
And you remember that? Remember that lesson you gave us?
Sure, of course.
That was awesome. You know, my sponsoring went up after that lesson. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you're talking about the money game, right?
The money game. Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
You bet.
All right. So we can't tease them and not give them the full story here. So basically, we were down in Cancun, funny enough, at an all-inclusive resort. And there was a few of us. We were doing some training there, and I was one of the trainers. So was Rob Four. So was there were a few people down there. Adam Chandler, and a few other people. So we did a money game, and the money game is where everyone put in money into a bucket or basket, whatever, and the trainers could not participate. They couldn't participate. And so basically put in the money. And so each student there, people there learning that were not the trainers, they had 2 minutes to convince the audience there to give them all the money. Right? So you got in front. It's basically to work on your comfort zone. And so, you have 2 minutes in front of the crowd. Here's why you should give me all the money. And so Jessica, my wife, she was there, and when they announced this, hey, she was there, she wasn't a trainer, and so I kind of turned to her and I said, go last. That's just what I told her. And you didn't know that, did you, Jason?
No.
And so everyone, goes up there and proceeds to say which charity they're going to give the money to, which this, which that, and basically a story either of woe or a story of, heart. And which are all great stories, but I said to Jessica, I'm like, value. That's all I said. And so she got up there and she said, hey guys, if you vote for me, I'll invite you into a webinar where I'll show you how I sponsored 50 people from Facebook without spending a dime. And these were all people I didn't know. So instantly everyone in the audience is like, because the look on everyone's faces is like, oh, she won. And so she won $600. It was pretty cool. But I kind of went on a tirade of really pounding that word into the ground, didn't I, Jason?
you didn't. And you know what? That was probably the best lesson I've ever had in this industry. I'm telling you.
Wow.
And I mean that honestly. My sponsoring really went up after that. It gave me a whole new perspective on this business.
Nice. So talk to us. What did you do? What do you mean value? What does that even mean? What did you specifically do? What did you promise? What did you offer to help those people?
It's different for each person you talk to. And what I like to do is, I don't like to say too much. Like I listen to what people tell me, and
right.
in what they tell you, they're going to leave a trail of clues that I pick up on, and I will turn those clues around and use it for the reason they're going to get into this business. And
okay.
That's the value,
Can you give me an example?
Absolutely. I sponsored one person who was sitting on the edge, maybe I'm going to join, maybe I'm not. But in the process, I listened to their life story, all these different skills they've got. And, it was about 90 minutes of listening I did. And at the end of it, I said, you know what, you're going to build this on Facebook. I said, what you just told me, you've got the skill set. You can rip this thing up on Facebook, and you know what, I can show you how to do that. And, out came the credit card, and in they went.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of a hybrid approach of, some people will offer, like me, lately – I've been, because of the contest and everything, I've been telling people, hey, come on board, we can start, I can do 4 weeks of one-on-one coaching with you and help you get going.
Yeah.
And, but you're using like a hybrid of something specific to them that is of value to kind of push them over the edge. That's very powerful.
Exactly. Yeah. And I got a, pretty high closing rate for it,
Nice. And so how many people did you sponsor in the 7 days? Was it the four or more?
Three.
Okay.
And then I had, in fact, you did the three-way with one fellow, and he sponsored a couple as well, so that pushed me over.
Oh, okay, so he hit Silver Eagle.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Awesome three-way, buddy. Cool. Did a good job.
It's awesome. So it's funny, you know, we didn't script any of this. I just basically said, hey, guys, you know, if you've won Cancun, jump on the thing. And so using three ways, leading with value, listening is probably the most powerful thing there is listening to what's going on in their life, offering them. What kind of suggestions, like what if there's someone on the line and, you know, they've been putting in a lot of time, but they just haven't been getting the results. Any kind of suggestions for that person to help them, you know, party down with us in Cancun?
You know, I'm going to go back to your blog here. There's that Numis Growth that it's tied in with your blog site, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Numis Growth. Yeah,
so it's a page. I'll bring it up right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's some of those videos in there are perfect. You know, that it's just, you know, the quality of training you have in there is just great. You know, anybody that really wants to take their sponsoring to the next level and you know, to learn how to, you know, really sponsor people. I mean, it's all there.
Cool,
yeah,
man.
That's it, man.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, brother. All right, cool. So you're saying follow the training and, you know, listen and pay attention to what it is that they need and help them get going. That's awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you, my friend. Appreciate your time out here, and I look forward to hanging yet again in Cancun with you.
Sounds good, man. Take care.
You got it, bro. All right,
see
ya. All right, so another example of someone talking with their warm market had been in multiple companies and used in three-way calls, very powerful. So let's bring out, oh, man, did I lose one? Where is, well, where the heck's the Team P? Where are you, Team P? Raise your hand if you're on here. All right, I'm going to bring out my good friends, Josephine and Eric Eisenberg. What's up, guys?
That's you. Hey, Ray, can you hear us?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I can hear you guys.
Well, here's Josephine coming up.
Hey, Ray.
Okay. You're putting on the All-Star first or what?
Oh, she got on her iPad and I was on the regular computer, so you got both.
Oh, I see. Awesome, man. So how are you guys doing? How are you guys enjoying this this incentive trip?
Well, we're loving it. This was easier for us this time than the last one, than the cruise.
Why?
Well,
why do you think that?
We did the points challenge. We did a points challenge with a few people. Mm-hmm. And that kept us very focused. We always enroll with our – we always do warm market.
Right,
and,
sure.
We really did a lot of PBRs this time. I mean, how many did we do? I mean, Eric, I think we did about four PBRs
during
7 or 8 days.
Yeah, during the Silver Eagle Challenge, which you were on also. Of course, you were on the other team, remember?
Yeah, the winning team, yep.
Well, that depends on how we add the points up, buddy. But no, but I gotta say, in the 3 weeks, we probably did six PBRs, and
wow,
I gotta tell you that every time that we have now, you know, been in the point challenges, and I recommend it to anybody in the company. It just keeps you focused, laser focused. And it just gets results, period. Sometimes you can do it for a while, and you don't see it coming. But I got to tell you, after, you know, this was a 21-day point challenge, it just happens. It just happens when you stay focused on it.
Right.
And really, the PBRs and working with your warm market, we have more team members this time that are on the leaderboard. And I'm sure they're going to get qualified, too. So the PBRs
That's so awesome.
Us get qualified, but they're also helping our team.
That's awesome. And yeah. So, man, so you've done more PBRs this, and for those that may not know, because it may not, you know, maybe you're brand new to Numis and not familiar with the lingo, but PBR means private business reception. That, you know, is usually used in the term of a home meeting. I know I did a home meeting for you guys quite a while ago. You never asked me back, so apparently I didn't do a good job, but that's okay. It's all right. I get it.
Yes, you did. You did a great job.
Actually, you did our first
you
PBR.
You did our first ever PBR.
Right.
That's right.
And that was like the best dressed home meeting crowd I've ever seen. You know, I mean, it's like everyone was in suits and ties and like, whoa, easy.
Well, we told them the top income earner was coming. So we really built you up.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was good.
Well, it was very special, Ray. We were just so thrilled and honored that you came. I mean, we were so new to the company, and we opened up our house, but you just gave us the time that was so valuable, you know, and you're always there, and we just thank you so much. And, you know,
you,
people that are out there and, you know, reach out to the leaders, it's so important. They're there for you. Stay focused in what you're doing, and that's what we did on the cruise. I mean, on Cancun, we stayed very focused, and we stayed focused with our team. We got some silver, you know, some of our team members are Silver Eagle qualified, some others
nice.
Are halfway there. So I like this challenge too. I mean, I like this one because this particular trip incentive also. Helps you focus on your team, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So also the leapfrogging, Ray. I mean,
yeah, that's helped a lot.
That's helped tremendously.
I would think with your guys's crowd that would be a pretty lethal tactic. If you don't know, some people on here may have missed. We've done multiple trainings, but if you Google Ray Higdon. Leapfrogging, you should find it. Let's see. Yeah, so it's right at the top here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you don't know that, it's basically getting people to think about the existing relationships that they have because the number one reason that people don't sign up is because they don't think they can do it. Number one reason. And so this helps them see that they can do it with whatever time that they have. So let me ask you a couple specific questions. Number one, had you guys been in network marketing before?
Never.
No, well, I won't say never because I know Chris said that once. But, yeah, Josephine wasn't. Going back about, you know, maybe even before you were born, Ray, I had a girlfriend that said, oh, I'm in this company, do it, you know, so I got in it, but I never really did anything. But that's, you can't even remember what happened back then. So, really, we were starting from scratch.
It's probably when I was 50s, 60s, or what?
Yeah,
ha, 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 ha.
Eric, that wasn't me.
Okay, Ray.
Oh, no. I meant Eric.
But it was a while ago. It was way back. So it was something that, you know, I just did it for somebody else and didn't really do anything. So when we got involved here again, it was like, okay, it's, you know, brand new.
Right.
And I have to tell you, Ray, you know, getting into this world of network marketing was so different for us. Both, you know, Eric being a business owner and myself being in corporate America for my entire career, it was quite interesting because we really had to throw out and humble ourselves, really.
Right.
To taking all of the knowledge that we had of, you know, years and saying, well, you know, we're new. We don't know anything. And,
you know, a lot of people, that's a very, very distinct thing that you just said there. A lot of people, they can't set aside their ego. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now talk to me a little bit, Eric, about your guys's, now you had had some success in real estate. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Well, yeah. As you know, I've been in over 30 years in building and developing. And we're here in Tampa, and I was one of the leading builders in the Tampa Bay region. And before the crash hit, I was doing over 450 homes a year. When the crash hit, I went to zero.
Wow.
And, you know, my company's, you know, I did as much as, you know, $40 to $60 million a year. And, you know, from doing all that for a long time, you know, the crash hit, and you go from that to zero. So it is a big hit. But I did run large company. My companies were large and all that. And getting into network marketing, what you have to do is you have to put aside what you've known in corporate America and all that. And when, you know, all the trainings where they say just follow the plan, well, you start to do that, but then you kind of go back to saying, you know, I've run big companies and all this, I'm going to do it that
right.
way. But guess what? It doesn't work. What we found out is going back when you just follow what the plan is and stick to it and be persistent, it works. Period.
Right.
So it's you know, it is like going into a new business and you know, like we say, it's a business in a box. Follow what the proven methods are and it will work, period.
Right. And you know, I definitely, you know, hear what you're saying through that. Is, you know, a lot of times we'll bring in people that have had, you know, they're doctors or, you know, lawyers or dentists or whatever, and they're used to having such social clout that when they get the first sign of rejection, they run for the hills and say, oh, the hell with this. And so, you know, you really do, you got to set that ego aside if you're going to build something that, you know, withstands the test of time. So it's, powerful that you guys have been able to do that, and congratulations on your success. Looks like, I mean, you've already kind of given a lot of tips for the person out there. Stick to the plan, stay consistent, do the points challenge. You know, for those that don't know, we have in the back office there, we have the points challenge sheet. Is that correct? Do you know?
I think we
It's the Silver Eagle. Yeah, this Silver Eagle challenge, and anybody
so if you
can follow it.
Yeah, and so just a daily points challenge. I know that you know, my recruiting always goes up when I really make sure to hit those points, and I got Jake breathing down my neck, asking me for my points and stuff, forcing us to, you know, beat Team Kent. But you know, it's but you guys are awesome. I can't wait to hang with you guys in Cancun. You guys have been to quite a few of the Numis universities, right?
Yeah,
I think, well, when we enrolled, there happened to have been a Numis university within the first couple weeks, and we both went to that, but ever since that one, I have been to every one of them. Unfortunately, Josephine couldn't go to all of them, but I've been to everyone since we enrolled.
And now, why, I mean, you're clearly a sharp professional, why?
We lost you.
Oh, can you hear me?
Now we can.
Oh, okay. I was saying, you know, you're obviously a, you know, sharp professional. Why would you need to go to all the different Numis universities? I mean, some people on here have never been to one.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of the biggest reasons is you go there and you connect with other people throughout now the world because we're expanding so much, but you meet new people, you make connections. And secondly, it's like, you know, what you say. Every time you never know everything. If you always learn something, you're getting ahead. And that's what if you want to call it continuing education, I mean, that's what I think it is. It's just great. And the fellowship and the friendship.
Nice. So building that belief, fellowship, community, and some training, absolutely. Well, thank you, both of you, so much for hopping on here and helping out some people. And sharing your story, and I look forward to hanging with you guys in Cancun.
Same here, Ray.
Same
thanks.
Here. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
All right. So who else can I bring out here? I see another gentleman that I've actually just spoke to on the phone. See if I can bring him out here. Mr. Mark Weiss. What's going on, my friend? Can you hear me? Do you have a microphone? You may not. I don't know. Hello, hello. All right, we can't bring out Mark. That's okay. You know, and I'll tell you, you know, as the at least current, and I know that there's some people, you know, working to change this, and I don't blame you. I think you should. You know, as the current points leader. You know, I can tell you, it all boils down to one very simple thing. How many people do I get to watch the presentation? That's always the deal. And, you know, it's something that both, you know, Jessica and I, you know, we've been working very, very close together. She's been doing some home meetings. I've been doing, you know, webinars. But both of us have been burning up the phone lines and, you know, talking to people that we've been prospecting online, offline. She's been going to networking functions. I've been going to different networking functions. And, you know, also, at the same time, as you heard from multiple people on here tonight, doing a lot of three-way calls to help people get qualified too. And because that's the name of the game. You know, when you've got a number one, and people ask me, I'm like, Ray, you know, you don't really need to recruit anymore, do you? I mean, is that, you know, what's the deal? And, you know, the answer is I don't really, but my thought pattern is, you know, you got to lead by example. You know, if I'm not willing to get, you know, my jersey dirty, if I'm not willing to get on the battlefield, then, you know, what kind of leader am I? And so, you know, I you know, I like the fact that we're able to go out there and continue to prospect, continue to bring people on board, while also continuing to serve the team and help as many people get on here as possible. And so, you know, my suggestion is, you know, and people, you know, they focus on different things. I see people, you know, they want to hit 5-star, or they want to win the car, or they want to, you know, get to that next rank. Well, my suggestion is focus number one on winning this trip, because if you want to really build the belief of your warm market, of your friends and family, win this trip. I can tell you right now, this is, you know, reality. This is something that will really impact the people that you know. When you come home to a bunch of pictures with all your different teammates, when you come home with videos of the founders and myself and the other leaders and the crazy Mexican hat party, when you come home with that kind of stuff, when you upload that onto Facebook, when you upload that onto YouTube or Pinterest or any of those other things, when you do that, you're going to build a lot of belief, not just in yourself, but also other people. I can tell you, there are people in your life that they will not join you until they see you have some level of success. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, right now you have a real easy way to have a sort of success, and that is win a trip. How many people do you know has won a trip before? I would probably not a lot. You know, 7 trips. You know, I don't know hardly any of my friends that have won 1 trip. And every time I've won something like this, I go back to, you know, some of the same people I've talked to before. And, you know, when they see that you have done it, their level of belief increases. You know, it really does. And so my suggestion is, you know, if you want to have success, start having success. Have these little successes. Let this be the stepping stone to 4-star, the stepping stone to 5-star, and on and on and on. And I'll tell you, you know, we have some Australians on here. I see my buddy Warren out there, and I know he's got just a you know, team of, you know, just you know, crocodiles and, you know, koala bears and kangaroos out there just rocking it. And you know, that's going to be an interesting thing, because you're going to see in just a snap, you're going to see an absolute in a snap when we launch on April 2nd. In Australia, you're going to see a ton of Australians race up the leaderboards. And so, you know, now is your chance. We got almost seven weeks left of this contest. You've heard many of the people on here won it in a week. You know, I didn't win it in a week. I think it took me 2 weeks. But, you know, you can do a lot of work. So really concentrate your efforts on the prospecting, on following the plan, on doing proper producing activities. And, you know, if you're not on our Facebook group, you know, I believe that this helps out a lot of people. You can get to there, go rayhigdon.com/Numis group. And that'll take you to our Facebook group, where a lot of people, you know, Glenn, I think you're on here now, so I think we're okay. And, but yeah, you know, and just so you know, any of the webinars that we do for the team, they're in the back office. Just so you know. So every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, we do a presentation. A lot of times it's me. Today it was actually Jessica, because I've had a splitting headache almost all day, and I'm getting my wisdom teeth taken out on the 22nd, so that should be enjoyable, right? All four of them. And so, Jessica did the 8 o'clock, and I know some people are so impressed by her presentation abilities. You know, this is someone who's, you know, she's probably done 50 different home meetings for her, you know, for us. In fact, the last home meeting we did at our house, I had her present. And, you know, why is that? Well, number one, she's fantastic. But number two, she has a certain real believability about her that, you know, here's someone who came fresh out of college, didn't have a big warm market, didn't have job history, didn't have any of that, but was still able to build a substantial business. And so, you know, most people can say, hey, if, you know, if she can do it, I can do it. And, you know, it's just powerful. So, you know, that's why we have different presenters on there on the 8 o'clock. But, you know, for now, my suggestion to you is get as many eyeballs on the presentation as possible. People ask me, what video do I use? Well, if I don't know if someone has network marketing experience or not, I will send them to numispromotion.com. And I'll tell you a little secret about this video here. I actually hired a guy at $400 an hour to go through this video, and this is someone who has, you know, helped companies make millions in infomercials and things like that. And so it's a very thorough presentation. Some people will say, well, it's really long, Ray. Well, it's a very qualifying one. And I'll tell you what will happen is if you send people here and they see that this is like 50 minutes or however long it is, they may come down here, okay, and watch this little video. Well, this little video is extremely powerful. In fact, it's designed this way so that if they don't watch this and they watch this, 9 times out of 10, if they watch this, they go back and watch this. Now, if I know someone has network marketing experience, and I'll send them to this website, Numis, the number 4, networkers.com. Oops. So this is where I'll send people who have an experience level in network marketing. It's a shorter presentation, actually, but it says basically why Numis Network. It says all the differences between Numis Network and other companies, jumps right into the compensation plan. It's a very, very straightforward presentation. Now, I did this one so long ago, but it has converted so many people that I just didn't want to change it. And so, you know, this is something that, you know, that you can have people watch, you know, and build your business. Some people like the, you know, just the video at numisnetwork.com. You can use that too. I don't typically use that, but you can. You know, it's to each his own. It doesn't matter because I do fully believe that you can't say the wrong thing to the right person or the right thing to the wrong person. And I love what Jesse was talking about. Jesse was talking about how, you know, she just kind of sees who's open. That's the name of the game. The name of the game is seeing who's open. If I beat myself up on how many people I didn't close, well, I'd be pretty, you know, black and blue. You know, all I'm looking for is who's open. And I look for who's open. I snap them into the system. What's the system? Have them watch a presentation, whichever one of your choosing that you like. Follow up with them because they'll never follow up with you. And then if need be, get them on a three-way call. Well, people say, well, Ray, how do I get a three-way call? Well, you know how you do that? You go into the group. You go into the Facebook group and just ask, say, hey, who can help me out with a three-way? I mean, someone asked the other day, they had 10 different phone numbers on there. You know, I don't think that any other company has this kind of support. At least I haven't seen it, and I've been in 11 other companies. You know, never had success in those companies, but, you know, I've never seen the level of support of Numis Network in any other company, and that's what you have. You know, and I like what Steve Snowman said. He said, you know, it seems like it's an underutilized tool as far as three-way calls, and I agree 100%. But if you want to build your business, get eyeballs on the presentation, period. You don't have to know everything about the comp plan, know everything about the coins, know everything about the different mints around the world, know everything about peppermint, whatever. You don't have to know all these different things about the product, about the comp plan, about anything like that. You just need to get eyeballs on the presentation. Keep in mind, when I first started with this, I mean, I was calling them bullion coins. I was saying the comp plan wrong. But what I did right is I got eyeballs on the presentation. By the way, if you are in Naples, we are going to be on Thursday night. If you're in Southwest Florida, and we have people already driving from Orlando, from Tampa, from Miami. We have people driving from all over the state of Florida to come to this meeting because it's going to be one of our biggest meetings we've ever held during the week. It's a Super Thursday, Naples Hilton at 7 o'clock p.m. We have founder Chris Kent, myself, Burke Hedges, Benny Morris, Simone Bass, Lisa Stevens, Jessica. The list of all-stars is unbelievable. So if you're anywhere around the state of Florida and here's what smart people are doing, just like Glenn Caesar. And by the way, Bill and Michelle Pescasolito, they're over here from Texas, folks. Over here from Texas, going to be at the Naples meeting. If you have anyone in the area, and smart people are doing this, Glenn Caesar's doing this, Michelle Pescasolito's doing this. If you have people in the area, promote the event, whether you're going to be there or not. So many people, they say, oh, I can't be there. But people in Florida. Get them to that event. And you can build your business. And if you can't get them to that event, get their eyeballs on a presentation. You're going to build your business. Now, why do I hammer this so much? I hammer it because I want you to have success. And I know if I can get you to Cancun, if you can get you to Cancun, you're going to have a much, much greater chance of success in this industry and in this business. And you're going to show some of those people that doubted you, some of those people that kicked dirt at you, some of those people that told you that you couldn't have success, you're going to show them wrong. And that's going to make you feel better. It's going to make us feel better to see you more powerful, more positive, and with a sombrero on your head in Cancun in June. So I love you guys. I will see you guys on the Facebook group, and I look forward to seeing those of you around Florida. We're going to see you on Thursday in Naples and rock it out. So enjoy the rest of your night. If you're on the West Coast, you got plenty of time to continue to prospect and win that trip, and we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
The organizer has ended the session, and this call will be disconnected. Goodbye.